Welcome to this week's podcast. And I was thinking that this week I want to do something a little bit more freestyle or channeled or spontaneous. And I want to talk about the current astrology. I want to talk about the changes that we are experiencing and how we maybe can guide ourselves through these very profound changes that are happening in the world, but also talking about the changes that already happened and now we're becoming aware of them. My name is Michal Mahipal. I'm an astrologer, author, but I'm also an intuitive study teacher, which includes psychic development as well as Chinese metaphysics. In this week's podcast, I want to talk about the new world that is emerging, that we see already happening. I want to weave this together with the astrology of the time. Sometimes you call it maybe evolutionary astrology, where we can see certain things evolving out of some old structures and old patterns. And especially now, it's quite an exciting time to be alive in one way or the other, because there's so much happening, there's so much going on, there's so profound shifts and changes that we are going through as a human race, as a collective, but also on a very personal level. Because at the end of the day, astrology is a very personal thing. Yeah, it's how the cosmos influences or helps you on a personal level to evolve to the next level. It's a language of energy that we need to understand, how this energy affects our daily life, how it triggers certain growth, and of course how it makes evolution happen that we're going through, as I said, as a human race, but also on a very personal level. At the moment, especially since January 2022, so January this year, the moon's nodes have shifted. And the moon's nodes in astrology is like the karmic axis. Yeah, this is like the push and pull towards evolutionary growth on a very soul level, on a very level that is more beyond the scenes. So every 1.5 years, every 18 months, when these signs are changing, we experience a different magnetic pull in one or the other direction. So it's like a wave that's building up, that's doing certain things to us or to society, and it's pushing us forward to come more closer to our destiny. But there's also, of course, at the same time, the push backwards, yeah, where we're gonna go back to old behaviors, old patterns, old triggers, old structures, back into the comfort zone and fleeing maybe into everything that is comfortable, because change is scary, yeah, especially change that is kind of out of our control, and we feel maybe that we need to change. We feel the urge to move forward. We feel that we want to do things differently, and we want to expand, and we want to become another person, and we want to see what else is there. At the same time, we're going to retrieve back into what we know, staying very safe and secure in everything that we can hold on to. And this kind of push and pull is kind of going on for 18 months, and because the moon's nodes are always changing signs, this push and pull will be on different, it will affect different areas in our life. It depends then where you have these signs in your personal horoscope, where you will feel the evolutionary growth the most. So people who have a lot of these signs or conjunctions and opposites or anything involvement of these signs in the horoscope in specific houses, these areas of your life will be more affected. And other people who don't have these signs and they don't have that many in their personal horoscope, they might gonna just move through this time and thinking, well, you know, I don't know what's up with you, but I'm doing actually quite all right, or my changes are not that profound, or yeah, it's a little bit tensed maybe around me, but they're not going to feel that so much inside of them. So it really depends what kind of signs you have on how much you're affected every 18 months by this kind of personal karmic growth. And then at the same time, of course, personal karmic letting go, because every time when we're growing into something new, we will be asked to let something go. It's kind of as we're trading something in, yeah? So growth said, oh, you can have all of this if you give me all of that. And sometimes we might feel that, yeah, we want to have all of this, and this is what we've always been aiming for. At the same time, it's very difficult, as I said before, to let go or to trade something in that is very familiar to us, because it can be very scary. And those people who have the current moon's nodes as they appear, at the moment they're appearing in Scorpio and Taurus, they have, if they have them in their personal horoscope, just as the same as they appear right now, those people will experience a very profound life changes on a very deep level, as if these 1.5 years are there for them to restructure the whole life, to give it a new direction. So it's not only one area that is affected where we might be going to say, okay, I need to, I've outgrown my friends, or there's some issues with my family or with my health. Or so these people are really working towards, this is their destiny time. They're coming closer to their purpose, what they came here to do. They're going to achieve something that is part of their own destiny in their personal life. So this can be very, very powerful. So the moon's nodes are points in the sky where the moon and the sun cross path. And we see this within these 18 months as the eclipse points. So when the eclipse appears, it doesn't matter if it's the moon or the sun eclipse, then the energy will be even more highlighted. These are the points where we've very been clear on, this is what needs to change, or this is what is holding you back from change. So these are these clear insight points when then the cycle goes again, it moves forward. These are kind of also called sensitive points, and they are spiritual lessons. And it's like a magnetic pull towards evolutionary growth, which we all feel. But of course, if you are more in resonance with the energetic patterns that are happening right now, because you've got them in your horoscope, as I said, you will feel them much more than people who are not affected by them. So we've got Scorpio and Taurus. Scorpio and Taurus is the death and life axis. So there will be a lot of things are going to die. They're really going away, and they're not going to come back. They're not hiding somewhere. They're not changing around. They're just falling apart. They're falling away. They're breaking down. Yeah, it's this absolute kind of decay or destruction that Scorpio, Pluto energy holds to transform things, to making space for the new. So we can see this if we're looking around. There's this new world now emerging. Yeah. So, and some people maybe they're just focusing at the moment on the Scorpio energy because they feel more drawn to that, or they have more Scorpio placements in the horoscope, and they're saying, wow, I don't know how can you be so happy, but my life at the moment is just falling apart. Yeah. But it's not falling apart, it's just falling away. So they might going to experience some health crisis because the Scorpio is in the sixth house. Or they're going to experience some family crisis because they've got Scorpio in the fourth house. Or they experience some identity crisis because the Scorpio is their ascendant in the first house. So it really depends. And they're going through where they've been really facing themselves, but also the people around them, because Scorpio is going to highlight the truth. So you can't deny anymore there's something not working in these areas. You can't say, oh, I'm just going to gloss it over. And you won't be able to shy away from it because it will make itself seen. Scorpio energy can be very stubborn, can be very, you haven't changed. Let's try again. Scorpio also reminds us that we're looking at areas where power has been abused. So if you've got Scorpio in the family and there's some power issues, or parents have been overpowering you, or there was some power abuse in your childhood, then in this moment in time, this will be very highlighted. Yeah, you will be highlighted with the trauma that you experienced, that you're no longer gonna stay the victim. Because Scorpio wants you to come in your own power. It wants you to reclaim what once was taken away from you. You might also gonna realize all these toxic traits of maybe people around you, people in your family, your own toxic traits, depending on where Scorpio shows up in your horoscope, where you might be abusing power in one way or the other, where you may be asked to expose the truth and no longer going to stay quiet about certain things that are happening or that did happen to you. Because the old has to die so the new can emerge. The more we carry past trauma around with us, the more we're going to struggle to build the new world. So there's a lot of people at the moment either fighting their past, yeah, by trying to come out of these karmic evolutionary contracts that we might have signed in the past, especially in a past life, because the moon's nodes, the south node is also not only the past, but it's also past life. Where there's maybe certain things are emerging where you go like, oh, hang on, I've been doing this again and again and again. I've been attracting the same people, the same situations. And now is the time where I can see very clearly if I really want to change, I need to stop this. I need to stop them. I need to close that door. I need to cut this energetic tie. Yeah, it doesn't matter if that's your friends, it could be your relationships, it could be your family, it could be your job, your health, whatever, where there's any self-destructive behavior. You will no longer be able to contain this, to keep up with it. And we can see this, if you look around the world, there's so many things with people going on the street right now. Either they want more money, and then we've got the issues with the abortion law in America, and then we've got the inequality between people. Then we have maybe the war in Ukraine, which is also Scorpio energy. As I said, it's that total destruction of something, so that could be highlighted as, or the threat at least for World War III. And then we have a lot of people who maybe die unexpectedly, so they have that kind of energy where Scorpio's taken away their life, so to speak. The journey has come to an end. They're moving on to higher realms and then the physical world. And as I said, there's a lot of violence going around the world. We can see now with the looming recession, we might gonna look into a lot of people gonna lose their jobs, and we have the energy crisis going on, which creates even more fears, the cost of living crisis. We still have a lot of things that haven't been sorted right now, and we're realizing, oh, hang on, there's a lot of things are going wrong in the world right now. There's people in power who shouldn't be in power because they're not able to take that responsibility. They're not able to make good decisions, and they don't have the interest in mind of us all, but selfishly just their own interest. So this will be a really a big question over the next year, because we already been in that moon's nodes and this new energy for 7 months, and we can now, a lot of things have already been falling apart, probably depending on which country you're living and how you're looking at things. The system is slowly crumbling away. The people no longer just going to stay home and stay quiet. We've come to a point, as I said, where it's the life and death axis, where we go like, oh, we've been pushed into a corner when it comes to our survival. So we no longer can just be quiet, not say anything. There's a lot of violence against women in the world still going on. These issues are being highlighted where we have abuse of power in the government, where we have all sorts of truth that are being exposed to show us what is really going on. Because only then, if you realize what's wrong and what we don't want, then we are able to build this new world. And this is, I think, the big thing at the moment, that I already see the new world emerging. And I do feel that I have shifted my focus on, before I was very much focused on everything that's not working, everything that's falling apart, everything that is will be destroyed or is destroyed at the moment. Yeah, I was very focused on the whole process of reconstruction, in a way of, wow, this is happening and this is happening, and you need to be careful because you can get really addicted to that kind of negativity, and then you're going to find yourself in this vicious circle of being more negative and seeing more faults and seeing more destruction. And where's this all going to end? So you need to take a breather in and then do the opposite. The moon's nodes are always coming with opposite signs. So where there is destruction with Scorpio, there's also building the new sustainability, which is Taurus. Yeah, Taurus represents pleasure. Taurus represents the material world. Taurus represents things that I can eat, touch, and see. Taurus is a very peaceful sign. It's the sign of stability and security. A little bit stubborn. It's not moving as fast. And it's about holding on to things. So there could be a pull between Scorpio, wants to rip it all apart, wants to bring it all down forever, and needs to be rebuilt. And then Taurus is saying, oh, hang on, maybe there are some structures that we can use in a way to just create them more sustainable. Yeah. Or Taurus is saying, there are already these new people. There is this new world already emerging. If you look around yourself, there are new communities finding the ways together. There are new people finding the way into power. There are new decisions to be made that could be in our favor. So we're becoming aware of course, the survival struggle at one point, which we're actually going through all our life, because the physical body, to be really honest, will be die one day. But normally we're pushing it back into old age. It's not going to happen now. Hopefully we're going to get help. We're going to stay healthy when we get old age, and then we're going to die very peacefully. But of course, at the moment, we are pushed on that brink of collapse of society, because the foundation is rotten. Scorpio has now exposed a lot of truth to the people, where they no longer can accept what is going on, what they see, what's been done to them. So Scorpio is definitely an energy that's not shying away to fight back. And I think at some point this has also something to do with personal power and empowering. Also, Scorpio has to do with money, where we can see that money is shifting. Some people want to say the rich people are getting richer, which on the surface to look at, it's probably true. But on the other hand side, I can see a lot of people getting rich now who have a really good heart and who are here to change the course of time. There are people who invest into businesses or who start businesses who looking at being sustainable, looking at being ethically, being good to their staff, paying the right wages, who have in mind that they want to create the new world. And I think this is what we need to focus at right now, and going away from just focusing, the richer is going to get richer, I'm just going to get poorer. It's just, I think you need to decide on which side you want to find yourself on. Scorpio will ask you to put the work in. If you want to change, if you want to have more, if you want to be better, you need to work for it. Yeah? And it doesn't help if you're just going to stay on the negative aspect and pointing out all the things that are falling apart. But it will help to at least be honest with the areas in your life that you're going through at the moment right now that they need readjusting. Maybe the way that your family is treating you or talking to you is not acceptable anymore. Maybe you're fed up with your money situation and now you're making the decision to do something about it. Maybe you don't want to tolerate the workplace where you're working at right now because it's actually not suitable for you and your growth. So you decide to change that. So it's really where you put your focus right now, knowing there is a destruction going on that is necessary to build the new. But don't get caught up in all this, what's breaking down, but also look into what's emerging. Look into what's needed right now. What can you build that helps this new world to emerge? What is the subject that you're more passionate about? What's the thing that you worry about? Where can you engage your energy, your mind, your resources, your contacts? Who can you joint venture with to create something that gives you personally maybe more security, more safety, a better life? And then once you have that, you can also bring this into society and help other people to grow. Yeah, what about the sustainability of a society that has a structure where people are more equal or where they're more sustainable by ruling themselves in smaller communities? Or what about starting with an allotment and growing food? Because this is all about Taurus. Taurus is agriculture land. Taurus is food. Taurus is everything that we need for pleasure. So by starting your own little garden, learning how to garden, show other people how to do it, or selling your vegetables on because you're convinced about organic food. This is the new choice that you make for this new life. And you can do this in many. How are you going to invest your money? Are you going to pay money to people who work in ethical companies where you know the products are sustainable and ethically sourced? So you're changing the course of time by using your resources in a different way. Taurus is all about resources. And that could be with food, and that could be with money. So we see a lot of shift going on with money and food, and they say there might going to be some food shortages. But I also do believe that it makes us aware on our dependency on other countries or the contracts that have been played out, that we're importing more food rather than growing our own in our own country and maybe being more innovative about it. So this whole dependency that now comes to light, and with it the corruption, and with it maybe the downfalls, it's a massive opportunity to now work towards sustainability by saying, okay, I don't want this. How can I change? How can I make it different? What can I do to change? Start with your own life. Don't just go out on the world stage and saying, oh, I need to be the next president. I need to be this. I need to be this. Start with your own chart, maybe with your birth chart. You will have a sense where you feel that the profound changes are happening. So being really honest with these areas to look out for the toxic traits, for the patterns not working and serving you anymore. And then starting to ask yourself, what can I do to make this more sustainable, more happy, more equal, more ethically? How can I bring more happiness and pleasure into my life? And then how can I move all of these ideas towards other people? And I think I do definitely now see the new world emerging, and I only see the new world emerging because I shifted my perspective and my mindset. Before, I had a lot of very fixed ideas about certain things, and that's what we have with Taurus and Scorpio. They're very fixed. Once they have set their mind to a goal, or this is how I'm thinking, this is how it is, this is my opinion, they stick to it. And that's a problem, because if you only stick to your conviction all the time, you're not able to see the new things emerging because they might gonna go totally against what you knew. So I had this, and I was looking at things from a perspective that I might been holding for a long time, and it served me very well. I always identified with, this is who I am, this is what I'm thinking, and this is what I believe in. And I kept these core values. Yeah, I kept the core values of being kind. I kept the core value of wanting to help other people. That hasn't changed. But I changed and I shifted my judgmental attitude about certain things. And I tried to be open-minded. And now I see a totally different world emerging. Now I can see a lot of people who just came to money in the last 1, 2, 3 years, who didn't have a lot of money before. They were maybe normal people. And with this money, the people are giving back. They're doing something good. They're creating something that also will uplift and help other people. So I do see the power shifting. The power is shifting to other people. And I also do see then these people who are still stuck in their old patterns. And for them, they still find that money is the problem. Money is evil, rather than thinking money isn't the evil. Money is energy, and it just depends where the money is located. Who is using the money? Who is using these resources, and what decisions are they going to make? If the money is in the right hands of people, everybody will be uplifted. If the money is in the wrong hands and it's been just accumulated for greed and selfish purpose, then it's in the wrong hands. And then I do believe the Scorpio energy will take this away, because it's the abuse of power. But even with Scorpio and with Taurus, they're both something to do with money. With Scorpio, it's more the inherited part of it. And Taurus is the money that we've been working for, that we accumulated ourselves and our resources. So I do feel that there are much more people are coming together, even people with no money. Communities are forming. Innovative ideas are coming up. People do take their destiny in their own hands. They want to have more sustainability. And if ever there is a problem, and that's the good thing I think about Scorpio, that makes you so aware where the problem is, that there's also at the same time a solution. You just need to find it. You just need to look for it. And this way, we are slowly changing the course of time. This time, we're really changing the whole of society and how we live and act in this world. Yeah? By focusing on, okay, there will always be problems somewhere in your life, and you just focus on the solution. So I'm facing this. What can I do about it? Yeah, it's the same. If I got a toxic trait, if I got a toxic pattern or toxic people around me, I'm going to acknowledge it, and then I'm going to change it in one way or the other. And as I said, it really depends on how this is affecting you on a personal level. It depends where you have your Scorpio or Taurus placed in your birth chart. So it could be any area in your life that's more affected than the other. Some people with heavy Scorpio placements, they will feel like my whole life is going through a full transformation on all levels. So they may be struggling the most. But they will also have the most gain out of this very intense time. And if you have a lot of Scorpio, I think you're also a person who needs to transform herself or himself on a continuous basis. Yeah, you're really picking up on this energetic shift that's happening right now. And this will be going till summer next year, 2023. As I said, we already have been through 7, 8 months now of this kind of Scorpio-Taurus energy, where there's a lot of shift and uncertainty happening. We just halfway, not even halfway through, yeah. So seeing this, if we're just aiming to, not aiming, but we're just moving towards the lowest point probably. But the good thing about the lowest point is that you can't go any further down. So it means after this, after September, there's a slight shift in energy where we might going to feel that we're going up again. Even if it doesn't feel like. With the looming recession, where first there's a lot of things that needs to still be transformed now. So the Scorpio is more the transformation in the background. It's that spiritual force and that brings forth transformation and makes things suddenly fall and break down and transform. And in the first place, it can also be maybe more unexpected and you didn't see it coming. But then we've got this Taurus energy, which gives you enough patience and determination to look at certain things in the long run. So you're not trying to quickly fix everything, but you're saying, okay, how can I rebuild this? Or how can I rebuild myself step by step into a more sustainable model of myself, a more sustainable model of my work? So a lot of people who might gonna lose their job one way or the other, in the first instance, of course, it may be the loss of money and status and uncertainties kicking in and things like that. But then they will be coming up, hopefully, if you don't get stuck in the depression and why me in this victim mode. Of course, you should be grieving and it is scary. But then focusing onto this Taurus energy and looking at, okay, what can I do that I enjoy even more? I mean, still a lot of us working in jobs that they really don't like, for a wage that they're maybe not happy with. Many of us may be stuck in relationships and not really working or not giving anything back. So this can be a problem. And now you've been asked to looking out for more sustainability, looking out for more happiness, looking out for something that you can do in the long run, looking for creating relationships that gonna last. They are supportive. They are sustainable. Yeah. So everything or anything that you're losing right now, it's just helping you to build something that has more substance for this new world that is emerging. And I see a lot of people who are stepping up right now, being leaders, leading other people to hopefully, yeah, more sustainability, more ethically trading, more ethically being with each other, more morality. Responsive, that we're going to say the right things, we're taking more responsibility, we're taking ourselves more accountable for things, and so we do with others, because we need to have that new world of communication. We need to have these new boundaries that determine who we are right now and how we want to grow and who's supporting our growth. So this is a really big time now for each and everyone to focus on how you can rebuild the world. How can you be part of this new world that is emerging? So keep looking forward, don't look back. This is very important right now, because you can easily use yourself in all this negativity and all this fear and all these kind of things, or you can look into all the opportunities as something that's been taken away has made more space for you to create something new. And there is also help for you out there. People are coming together right now to build this new world together. I hope this little astrology insight has helped to understand what's happening right now and something to hold on to for a while, because I, as I said, definitely can see now this new world emerging in front of me. And I didn't see that before. I was too focused on everything that's falling apart, because negativity can also draw you in. It's very familiar, because we want to feel safe. So we're going to focus on everything that is not safe, to trying to control it. Once you let this go and you're going to let yourself fall into this new one, you see, wow, I didn't see this. And I now can see there's new people with money and they're doing good things. There's new people stepping up, maybe in the parliament, in your community, who have good ideas, who are trying to bring people together. So in every corner, there's new leaders emerging that are helping to inspire you. Or you might gonna feel the time that you're stepping up to become a leader of where you are, for your family, for your friends, for the community. Maybe you're going to go into politics, who knows? But each and everyone has the opportunity now to be the change that they want to see in the world. And if you want to go deeper into how all of these things are affecting your personal life or your personal chart, you can book a karmic reading with me, where we're going to look at your moon's nodes, and also we'll be looking at if you got any Scorpio and Taurus placements for this moment in time and how they affect your personal growth. Just be in touch if you want to do this, and then I can do a more personal reading for you, where I'm going deeper into each area of your life that is affected. Sending you lots of love.